Okay, it's Gerard Evenden, senior partner, Foster & Partners. The Jubilee Line station was the first station that we built at Canary Wharf, but it was also the first building we built at Canary Wharf, because I would consider it to be a building. It's a building underground. And it really started from... We were just partway through building Bilbao Metro, and I'd been working on Bilbao Metro, and what was interesting about Bilbao Metro was the fact that there wasn't any influence of really any engineers had ever built a railway before, and so we tried a few things. We got the documents for Canary Wharf, and it was actually an interior fit-out document. However, what was very special about Canary Wharf Station was the fact that Roland Paletti, who was the architect in charge of the Jubilee Line extension team for Transport for London. And Roland had spent years in Hong Kong building the MTRC in Hong Kong. And it was really Roland's vision was to build this series of stations, which actually what he'd done was he'd put together a series of architects that he thought would sit well together, a lot which had actually worked at Foster's before, setting up their own practice, and then with a few odd ones dropped into what he called, he said it was like a melody with a little bit of jazz in as you went down the line. And that was very important. And I think what was also very important was he said, whatever you do, don't tell the engineers what we're doing. And don't let the engineers influence the architecture, make the architecture work. So we started on a project where I think the engineers believed that we were just going to produce some tiling and clad the interior of the building with some tiling. But what we started with was, well, what does the engineering do, and why and how would you engineer a building like this? And it was very different from what we'd been tackling in Bilbao, because in Bilbao we'd been tackling a project whereby it was all in silts and soft sands, and we'd had to stabilise the ground as we went, and it wasn't ground that you could really bore very easily. And at Canary Wharf we were into cut and cover, so digging a great big hole and then burying it again. Roland Paletti was a great figure. He was a really important figure in the Jubilee Line, because without him, it wouldn't be what it is, quite frankly. He was a maverick. I think he loved architecture. He'd worked for Nervi, and so was very interested in structure and how structures worked. And... you know, he was quite a tough opponent to deal with. He knew his own mind, but he encouraged us to be brave, and that was a very important part of the project. But it was Olympia and York at that time who were running Canary Wharf. Canary Wharf had constructed quite a bit of the DLR at that time. And I think that where Roland came from was the vision was that, you know, people were talking about Canary Wharf at the time and that the DLR was there. And I think DLR carried 14,000 passengers a week from memory. And he came and we looked at the figures and, you know, we realised it was going to be a station that could carry, you know, 100,000 passengers at peak. So it was the second largest peak after Oxford Circus. That was what it was predicted. And there were a lot of people at the time who said, you know, this is crazy, it'll never peak like that, and look at it now. So It was quite a, you know, we were always sort of looking at it as what's going to happen when this thing really takes off, and what's going to happen when you do get this peak of passengers coming through the building. And it was really Roland then who sort of, as architects, gave us the rein to and, you know, he said, you know, you've got to design a building which is going to take this on under the guise of an interiors contract. So we all set off with that as the great expectation, really. And, you know, what a vision that was in the end.